ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for coming. I would like to thank the organizers for letting me speak. As we all know, we are here to commemorate the sacrifice of Imam Hussein. While the world welcomes a new year with fireworks and celebrations, the Muslims, Shia Muslims especially, start the new year with the month of Muharram and the mourning of the greatest martyr, Imam Hussein, the son of Hazrat Ali and the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Over 1400 years ago, in the desert plains of Karbala, in Iraq, Imam Hussein and his small group of 72, including family and friends, sacrificed their life for truth and justice. History has dictated many massacres of innocent people. However, the tragedy of Karbala is one where men, women, and children allowed themselves to be exposed to thirst, hunger, embarrassment, and death on the burning plains of Karbala because they believed that they stood for the truth and the righteousness. It's no wonder that for years, Muslims have been commemorating the tragedy of Karbala in their hearts like an open wound, in fear of forgetting the greatest and incomparable sacrifice of Imam Hussein and his disciples. Many spiritual leaders are well known for making great sacrifices, but in Karbala, ordinary men and women, with children trailing along, their hearts and souls filled with righteousness and truthfulness, chose death rather than oppression. This was the greatness of Imam Hussein. This was his spiritual power, which could hoist simple mortals to heights of excellent courage and sacrifice. The sacrifice in Karbala has a very important message for everyone. On the plains of Karbala, everyone has been represented, from babies to the elderly, from mothers to fathers, from brothers to sisters, and from men to women. We all have someone that we can relate to and learn from. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, introduced Islam, and Imam Hussein saved it. The situation had come to such an extent that Imam Hussein knew that he had to sacrifice not only himself, but his family for the sake of humanity. After rejecting to give Yazid allegiance by quoting, "Someone like me can never give allegiance to someone like you," he stated right then and there that Yazid had gone too far and that this tyrant had to be stopped. Many people claim that the purpose of his journey was for power and to rule the country. If this is true, then I ask these very simple questions. Why did he take his family? Why did he sacrifice his 18-year-old son? Why had he brought his 6-month-old son, Ali Asghar, to be murdered? Why did he not let his brother, Abbas, the flag bearer of his army, go to fight? He was, after all, the strongest warrior in all of Arabia and would have single-handedly defeated the army of Yazid. Why did he bring his sisters, children, wives, and family with him? No one would think about bringing their family if they were going to fight for power to rule. This shows that his intention was far from achieving power and ruling over the people. After his death, the Imam's family became the spokesperson on his behalf. After his death, they told the story that lives even today. They told us how he was murdered and why. Another fact that counters against the argument that he wanted power was that Imam Hussein could have included the 5 greatest warriors in his army and conquered Yazid's army easily by force. However, he didn't. These 5 great warriors were his brother-in-law, Hazrat Abdullah, his cousin, Hazrat Muslim bin Aqiyah, his 2 younger brothers, Hazrat Hanafiya and Hazrat Abbas, and Imam Hussein himself. Hazrat Abdullah and Hazrat Hanafiya were denied permission to come. Hazrat Muslim bin Aqiyah was sent to Kufa and killed there along with his 2 sons by the governor who was following Yazid. Hazrat Abbas came with Imam Hussein, but he was denied permission to fight and was killed while getting water for the children. Imam Hussein fought alone, on his own, with no one to fight beside him. The Battle of Karbala wasn't for Muslims, for Jews, or for Christians, or for any particular reason. For any particular religion. This battle wasn't a battle between Yazid or Imam Hussein. This battle was between the good and the evil, the right and the wrong, the oppressed and the oppressor. Imam Hussein could easily have avoided the entire conflict by not going to Karbala. He could have completed his journey to Kufa and preached others to follow Islam, and he didn't have to battle his way for it. But he didn't. His battle in Karbala was actually a victory and not a defeat. Yazid was the tyrant whose memory died in Karbala and remained there. Imam Hussein is he who lives even after his death, and he is the one who is remembered every year during Muharram. However, we shouldn't just remember and mourn his martyrdom only in Muharram and then move on with our daily lives. We should remember him every day and every time. Imam Hussein showed his strength with patience, endurance, and sacrifice. He was patient and took his time to prepare for what he was going to do. He endured the suffering and hardship of having no water for 3 days. He endured having to carry the bodies of his brothers, children, and companions from the battlefields into the tents. He endured the arrows that pierced his body, and he endured humiliation when his head was cut off, placed on a spear, and carried through the streets of Kufa and Damascus. He showed his strength with sacrifice by sacrificing his family for what he believed in, and his memory lives on even today. Imam Hussein's sacrifice has told us to stand up for what we believe in. His sacrifice has taught us to fight against oppression and to stand up for the truth. Imam Hussein was, and will always remain, as the greatest martyr of them all. Thank you.